Northern Colorado never stops. Neither do we. This is NoCo Now, presented by the Chainine Agencies. Here's Tanner Schwint.
Welcome back in, hour number two here on NoCo Now. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Let's see here. We'll get to your text here in just a second. I'm a little confused by that text. Check that out, Angel, and see if that makes any sense to you. But joining us now up on the hotline, our CRP 4x4 VIP guest. It is the owner of the tavern at St. Michael's Square. It is Chad Young. Chad, we're talking about the great resignation and why it's happening. I know you've seen it in the restaurant industry. Why do you believe it's happening?
You know, I think people are just got a taste of staying at home and rethink priorities and decided to make some changes.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, that's what I was talking about earlier with so many different social media sites now. I think you see more people trying to be social media influencers rather than grinding and working a 9-to-5. And a lot of them are maybe failing at being social media influencers.
Yeah, not everybody can be social media famous, I guess.
It just doesn't make any sense to me, Chad. You know, the options that we put out there today, you know, what's the main reason? You hear some people say it's a lack of pay from employer. Is it a desire for change? Is it an increased unemployment money? Or is it unwillingness to work? What would you say is the biggest one there, Chad?
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but I think unwillingness to work is the biggest thing we've seen. You know, we're having people come in and apply and then, you know, not even show up for interviews and not even show up for training. So that's got to be it for me.
Yeah, that's exactly where I went as well. I think that the unwillingness to work is there. And it's a vicious cycle for small business owners right now.
Yeah, it's really tough. You know, it's most of us are running, you know, thin line employee or staffing as it is. And you know, I know for me anyway, if one person calls in sick or one person needs extra time off, you know, that just makes it even tougher on us.
Yeah, and Chad, you know, I mentioned this earlier that restaurants specifically, but many businesses, they felt the impact, right? They lost money in 2020. You know, 2021 was still weird. So they're not able to pay, you know, maybe what some of the big box stores, the chain restaurants are able to pay. Employees see that everybody's hiring right now, and they're taking risks. You know, if they're worried about the COVID-19 virus, if they're worried about this, they can jump around. And it's just a vicious cycle how do we break out of it?
You know, it's not going to last forever. I can't imagine that people are going to keep hiring. You know, and I agree. I think people are jumping, you know, from one restaurant or one business to another to find that higher wage. But eventually, you know, those jobs are going to run out and you're going to have find something. Or, you know, their willingness to not work is going to burn bridges with all those higher paying jobs, and they're going to have to take something somewhere else.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And I know that your industry, Chad, has been hit maybe hardest from it. And then you factor in the fact that, you know, 1 in 4 people in Colorado right now are infected with COVID, and it's just the perfect storm all over again.
It really is. I mean, you know, we're dealing with some of that here right now. We've had a couple servers, you know, have to call out because of COVID. We've had a cook. And like I said, we're already running with a thin staff anyway, so it's just making it really tough right now.
Talking with Chad Young, owner of the Tavern at St. Michael's Square, about this great resignation that we're seeing across the country. I've been curious about this as well, because when the CDC changed the guidelines to from a 10-day quarantine to a 5-day quarantine, are you seeing a benefit of that, of getting those employees back quicker?
Definitely, because most of them that we've had are college students, and the symptoms are super mild or they're even asymptomatic. They just went and tested because of exposure, or maybe because the school needed them to test. So it's definitely helping them, getting them back sooner, you know, because 1 week compared to 2 weeks makes it a little easier on us for scheduling, for sure.
Yeah, it's certainly, I could certainly see how that would absolutely make an impact. But I was curious because that decision was met with, maybe some criticism. But from the business standpoint, I think it was applauded by a lot of folks.
Yeah, I agree. And I can see some people having reservations about it. And, you know, I think this is just an ever-changing situation. I think as a business owner, we just kind of have to roll with the punches and, take the good with the bad.
So, Chad, what have you done on your end to try and combat this great resignation? What have you done to try and keep some of those great, some of those great employees that you have with limited ability to increase pay?
You know, one of the latest things we've just did is we closed down a little extra over Christmas and the New Year's holiday to give those people that are stuck with us a little extra rest. Because they've been working super hard, especially over the holiday. It's a busy time in the restaurant industry. So yeah. We gave them a little extra time off to get rest and recuperate and spend some time with their families. Other than that, you know, we keep trying new things. It's, you know, we're paying a little bit more. We're running with a little bit fewer servers than we normally would in a perfect situation. So those people get a little extra tip money, and that helps them out too. So, you know, we're always trying something new and trying to figure out what we can do to keep the good employees.
Now, on your Facebook page at the Tavern at St. Michael's Square, I've been seeing, I know you had a gingerbread house competition. Are those team bonding things something that you're trying to do a little bit more of as well?
Yeah, and that's something we always kind of did. We're trying to build, a good atmosphere and a good camaraderie along with our employees, just so they're more apt to stick around and follow, you know, what we're trying to do if they're engaged and bonded with everybody they work with.
Yeah, I love that aspect, and I think that's something that more and more people are going to continue to add and adapt to. Chad, from your end again, how do you see us breaking out of this COVID world? I know that's a loaded question. It's a billion-dollar question there, right? But do you see a time where, okay, if you had a little bit of a cold or you had some mild things, but you could normally do your job well and you weren't incredibly sick, or even if it is COVID, you're still coming to work like we handled the cold and the flu?
Right. I wish I had a good answer for that, but, you know, maybe it is. Maybe if you're sick, you voluntarily mask up or take extra precautions and still are able to come in. It's going to take somebody setting those guidelines and them being, universal, so everybody's following the same rules to get us to some sense of normalcy.
Well, after that heavy conversation, Chad, is it too early to start on Wine and Whiskey Wednesday?
Not at all. I started about 7 o'clock. No, I'm just kidding.
Wine and Whiskey Wednesday today, of course. You got your bottomless mimosas. One thing that I've been curious about, we're driving around town and kind of seeing some of the restaurants in the new year. Normally, this is the time where people are starting resolutions, things like that. Have you guys still been relatively busy, or is this kind of that little slump that we normally see?
You know, it's a little too early to say completely, but it's been okay the last few days for sure. Generally, January is a slower time, and I think a big chunk of that is resolutions, and a lot of people do the dry January thing, which isn't good for bar businesses. So if you want to support your bars, don't do dry January.
I like that. I like that.
But, you know, it hasn't been too bad so far, so we're definitely optimistic to have a good month.
No, I think that's awesome to hear. And, you know, one of the things I certainly overindulged in the holiday months there, November and December. And, well, you know, one of the things that I've always appreciated about your restaurant, I limit my carbs. So you come in, order the Colorado burger and just say, yeah, no bun with that. And you guys are more than willing to accommodate things like that.
Absolutely. And I think you'll find most restaurants this time of year when they plan specials and menu things, they try and take those resolutions in mind. We all know that in January people are going to try to eat differently than they did in December. So, you know, you'll see more healthy options, I think, on a lot of menus for their specials and things. So that's definitely something we try to do here.
All right, Chad, I appreciate your time. Thanks for, I know you got to get back to work because of the staffing shortages that you're experiencing right now, but I will let you get going here, man. I appreciate your insight, and thanks for jumping on.
You bet, Tanner. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. That's Chad Young, owner of the tavern at St. Michael's Square. Appreciate his insight there, talking about this great resignation. And I think when you talk to most business owners, that's going to be where it is. It's the unwillingness to work by people. They're not willing to get in there and get their hands dirty. What are your thoughts? 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. Holyoke text in Zelda. Do you have any ideas on that? Is that a musician that you played?
My computer's down, but Zelda, as far as I know, is like The Legend of Zelda. It's a
right.
video game.
Right, I remember that, but were we talking about?
I don't think so.
Zelda?
Technically, Zelda isn't even the character. It's Zelda's the princess, and Link is the actual character you play as.
Okay.
So, a little nerd fact for you.
I like that. Holyoke, what do you mean? What did you mean by Zelda? Let us know. 888-530-0043. Let's get a break. We'll come back on the other side. The next Japanese variant. That's what he was talking about. All right. Okay. All right.
I like that.
There it is. All right. Thanks. A little slow, but we got there eventually. Thanks, Holyoke. 10:16 the time. Let's get a break. We'll come back. CSU with a big win last night. We'll break it down on NoCo Now next.